What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, we have a great show for you. What we talked about was we talked about IEP meetings and one that Stephanie has coming up tomorrow.
And we talked about Sunny's snowboarding adventures.
Yes, and it's a trip, upcoming trip to Switzerland.
Mm-hmm. The hassle of getting passports.
That's
and
right.
Just living life, man.
That's right.
But first, Geico.
Do you own or rent your home?
Yes.
Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. But you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Hey, Kitty Gang, I'm Kale Lowry.
And I'm Lindsay Chrisley.
Come join us for Coffee Combos every Thursday.
It's spirited discussion about motherhood, friendship, family, and life in the public eye.
We share our real life experiences, trying to balance it all, and the issues that we face daily.
We don't always agree with how we each handle it.
And we definitely rant about the frustrations.
But we always have a great combo and hopefully learn something by the end of it.
So listen to and follow Coffee Combos now at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podcast One, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
It's going to be a great show, Lynette. I feel it in my bones.
Me too. I feel cold in my bones is what I feel.
Let's say hi to our fun people like Stephanie Stinger Rinker. And Valerie hits it out of the park, and Polly's got some pancakes that need syrup.
Ugh, I'm starving. Mm-hmm. I didn't eat any breakfast.
Athena Ginshard is a great dancer. Elizabeth Williamson has a lot of kids.
Mm-hmm.
Sue Calzone, Stephanie Stefano.
Calzone.
No, that's Sarah. Sarah Stefano.
Sarah
Why
Stefano.
I'm trying to make her my name. Vivian, go to the barber. Ashley, you're so chic. Folt fought the law.
Guess what?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Sarah, it ain't easy being green. Jacob, it ain't easy being so growly. Hero, it's not easy being such a hero.
Right.
To your kids. Krista, get the strap. Colleen, skater girl. Gabby and Missy.
Wow, not easy being those two.
Ishan Fajpay, sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca Lubin, cute. Kelly Brandt is your aunt. Michelle McKibben is our friend. Amy is not what you think.
She's not.
Erin.
Oh.
Alicia.
Escalante.
Leslie, get a booster.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer, don't fall.
Mm-hmm.
Amanda and Casey.
Well, you know, it's time they get their shit together.
And Liz is so sassy.
That's right.
Boom.
Boom. So I was telling Stephanie right before the show started, like, now that I'm at the new condo, when I went there for the first time, I was by myself. So Olga lived there for so long. Now she's gone. Every day I've been there, Roberto and Alvaro have been there. So the other day when I went for the first time to sleep, it was weird. It was just like – because I – so when Adam and I broke up, I was living with him. He put down the down payment, but then I made the payments for the condo.
Okay.
And did for the rest of our relationship. And so I lived there when we were broken up. And I just remember such those weird, bad memories of just being alone all the time, like just being lonely, coming home from work. And, you know, all my friends were just getting married or they were already married. And they were like, you know, Gina Kimmel, who was like, you know, who was really supportive to me and helped me like decorate the place and get it, you know, blah, blah, blah. But also like on a Saturday, like, what are you guys doing? Oh, we're going to the Man Show rap party. You know, like everybody's going, Melissa, everybody, I can't go, you know, because we're broken up. And just all those like sad memories every morning rolling over and calling Wendy first thing in the morning and just like before I'd go to work, just crying my eyes out, like, are we ever going to get back together, do you think? Like, blah, blah. Just so sad. And just getting – having like – so when I went there, I was like alone in there, walking up the stairs to my bedroom. Like, it just felt so weird, but also happy though. Like, totally different. Like, I wish I could tell my person, like my old self, listen, you have a lot of years where it's like, eh, but you're going to get to be happy in the long run. It'll be okay. Like, I wish I knew. I wish I would have, I wish you could tell your old self that. But anyway, yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's just, it was interesting. I didn't even think I was going to feel those feelings, but, you know, like, it just came back and it was, but I love having my own place now that I can decorate and make it my own and blah, blah, blah.
Have the kids seen it?
They know it's there. They haven't seen it yet. I want Natalia to help me, but she's so busy. I need her, like, I would love to go furniture shopping with her, and she said she would. So, but I have a feeling once she sees it, she's going to be like, someday, you know, I don't know. But I'm glad I never sold it. And yeah, it's going to serve its purpose now, thank God. But yeah, I'm excited, but it's just weird, old feelings.
Yeah.
Waking up in that bedroom, you know, looking at the same ceiling, same window.
Do you wake up and go, okay, but I have like 2 grown kids.
Yeah.
Like things have changed.
Things have changed. Mm-hmm. Totally.
And maybe it helps that you don't have to sleep there that often.
Right. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. It would be weird if I was there every day. Yeah. It's – but I'm enjoying it, like making it my own and – like, you know, it's just a whole blank canvas. Like, I got to buy all this new furniture and rugs, and I need so much shit there, shampoo. But yeah, so
all of those things add up too. It's just like working that credit card because it is. It's like, oh, we have a whole new room, and it needs same rug, and then the kids are moving out of their rooms. First of all, Sadie and Xander's room that they share smells so bad. It smells like a crime scene. You can't – like you want to be like one of those detectives that puts like a cloth over your face to walk in there.
Right.
I'm like, do they not smell it?
No.
It's a combination. It really – a lot of it is like B.O.
Uh-huh.
And then the B.O. that's on their clothes that then just goes in their hamper.
Right.
You know, is now just like stinking up the room.
Yeah.
They also will wear something and it smells BO and then they'll just like slide it under their bed.
Uh-huh.
Plus like old food and old drink. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
And every time I walk in there, I'm like, oh my God.
I know.
This is horrifying.
Sonny's room smells like a teenage boy. But what he does is he's fooling people by putting on cologne. Like, he got cologne for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
So he just smells like James Baby Doll Dixon, you know? Like, just like Versace cologne, you know? But, like, with B.O.
Right,
and
right.
Sweat mixed in it. Like, you know when you smell some kid's head, how you smell their head smells smelly? Like that. But with then, like, some, I don't know, Calvin Klein. I don't even know what it is, but it's just, and he puts so much on.
Oh.
I know. It smells like a freaking, like, yeah.
The kids, like the girls, they like the really heavy vanilla, like Bath and Body sprays, like vanilla sugar. Mm-hmm. The ones from Victoria's Secret or Bath and Body.
Natalia smells like a stripper.
Yeah, it's so cloying. It's a terrible smell. Yeah. I'm like, lighten that shit up.
I know.
You get something with like a more citrusy tone.
Right.
It's strong.
I know. Yeah, she smells like Victoria's Secret. Like, that's what strippers smell like. Did you know that, Kaylin?
No, did not know that.
That's what strippers.
Yeah. The one stripper that I had when I back in the day had smelled like Trésors. That cologne,
oh, yeah,
which
yeah.
is pretty, but also very strong.
Right.
Like very floral.
Right.
You know.
Yes.
Vanilla-y.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you ever wear patchouli?
No, I didn't. But do you remember when the Madonna album came out, The True Blue, I think, and it smelled like patchouli?
Oh, it did?
Either Like a Virgin or True Blue came out and the whole album smelled like patchouli.
Really?
Yes. And then everybody started wearing patchouli.
Oh. I don't remember that. I had patchouli for a while and Adam was like, ugh, you smell like my mom.
It's not
my
a great
girlfriend
smell.
Dawn, by the way, did I tell you this? Like, she smells like an old grandma. She wears this one perfume. I got to find out the name of it. It is
to avoid it.
Oh my God, it is the worst. And I tell Suzanne, I go, when she came over after, I go, God bless Dawn. She's got to get a different perfume. Suzanne's like, huh? I'm like, you don't fucking smell. It's like hit me right in the face when she walked in. Like, it just smells like an old grandma's perfume.
Uh-huh.
And she's already aging herself by falling down the stairs and hitting her head. And
having a hip replacement.
Like, yeah, you know, like she's already not in the great shape. Come on, Dawn. Like, get a different perfume. Like, her perfume. Oh, my God.
Do you remember when Poison was a big one?
Yes.
And I hate – that smell was so bad. Ugh. And everybody was wearing it. And I would walk into a room and be like, oh, I don't like that smell.
Yeah. I remember Dracar.
I like that.
Yeah.
On guys?
On guys.
Ooh, yeah. And Polo?
Mm-hmm.
Ralph Lauren?
Yeah.
Oh, that was good. And yeah. Pierre Cardin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Sunny doesn't smell like that. Mm. No.
Yeah, because you got to be clean for it first.
Right. Like, and you don't need to put so much on.
But I've got to literally toss out, like Sadie and Xander have a rug because they track shit all over it and spill food on it. And it's like, I'm not in their room like steam cleaning their rug.
Right,
like,
I know.
I'm sorry. That rug was probably a couple $100. It was years ago. I've got to roll that thing up. You know, honestly, you could roll up a body in there and you wouldn't be – it wouldn't – you wouldn't be able to smell a difference.
Right.
So got to get rid of that. Elby's got to get rid of her rug. So we have to buy a rug for our new room, rugs for all the rooms. That's expensive.
I know. Go to that esalerug.com.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to do that. Maybe I'll just order them all at the same time.
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't think about this. Bedding, like, you know, you can order, like, your sheets or whatever from any of the – great sponsors we use. But then you got to get a comforter.
Right.
Now, if you want to get like a down comforter, which we have, so we're upgrading to a king bed. So now we need all new stuff, like new duvet, new comforter, new this. That stuff adds up.
I know. I am borrowing Olga's duvet, like her comforter, her down comforter, because we just – we didn't have an extra one. So until I need to go on like a Target run or something. But also, Wendy told me Costco down comforters, they have.
Oh.
And she said – and bedding. Yeah. And you can get them at Costco. Like there's the down comforters. There's the white goose down comforters.
Yeah, I need that.
Yeah. They have it there.
Because I went to Bed Bath & Beyond. Do you know that they're going out of business?
They are?
Mm-hmm.
Mm,
that sucks. Everything is being taken over by mail order stuff.
Really?
And mail order stuff is great, don't get me wrong. But sometimes you just need something like today.
Yeah, I know.
Like you're like, well, no, I don't want – I can't sleep in this room until I have a comforter.
Right.
So I can't be shopping around. Right. I just want to go get one.
Right.
I'm like, Bed Bath & Beyond, the shelves are half empty. They only have
I
like –
I should go there.
They don't have a big selection.
No.
No. And the stuff they have is all of a sudden super overpriced, even though you can use a 20% off coupon. But I'm like, a comforter, there was like a comforter, it was like $350. Mm-hmm. I was like, no thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm.
I want one for like $60. Where's the $60 comforters? Good luck trying to find somebody to help you there.
Right. Right.
I went to Home Goods. They had a very limited selection.
They do? There's a Home Goods right by my house.
Well, here's the thing. You could buy a comforter, right? But what I don't love about having a comforter is we have a dog. So the dog is going to sleep on the comforter. You have to wash those things. And you can't fit a whole ass king-size comforter in your washing machine.
Right.
So I don't know how people wash it. Whereas a duvet cover, if you get a comforter and cover it with a duvet, you can take the duvet on and off and wash it.
Right.
Which I need to do.
Right.
Even though
it is, of course,
the bane of my existence,
the worst chore
in the entire world.
The worst.
Got to psych myself up for an entire day to do it. But it's still better than what do you – how do people clean a king-size comforter? Would you bring it somewhere?
Yes. I would bring it to the dry cleaners and just tell them to do it.
Yeah, I guess. Or you have to go to a laundromat.
Or you go to a laundromat.
Wow, I haven't been to a laundromat since the 80s.
Got those, you know, remember the new washer and dryer thing situation?
Right.
So ours is like extra because we have so much clothes in that house. So we got extra big. So it could wash. I think it could wash a large king size comforter.
Yeah, well, ours can't.
Yeah. Certain washing machines, yeah. Yeah, you would have to take it to a dry.
I'm just saying this is the thinking that you do when you go from place to place. When you go, I'm going to just go out and do some errands, and I'm going to grab a mattress pad, one set of sheets to get us started, and a comforter.
Right,
and then you come home with none of the above.
I know.
You know, you go to four stores, and you're like, "Well, I still can't sleep on this bed yet."
I know. Luckily, we have sheets from the house that I took, but we don't have a comforter. I had to borrow Olga's. So.
We have lots of sheets. We've got our brick linen stuff. We have stuff for a queen-size bed.
Right.
Not for a king.
Yeah.
And not fit for a king.
Not fit for a king.
It's just – oh, my God. I know we talked about this on Tuesday's show, but it's just everything feels – like it feels like there's all these boulders rolling down a hill and I have to go, wait, you hold on.
Yes, I know.
So Sadie has been going to the dermatologist.
Mm-hmm.
Elby I gave up on. Her skin worked itself out.
Mm-hmm.
But Sadie's been going to this dermatologist who I don't really like because every time we go there it's $80.
Mm-hmm.
And they started her on something a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
It didn't really work. So I ended up calling them and being like, hey, her skin looks worse than ever. Can we come in a little bit earlier than our next appointment? So we go in and she's like, yeah, well, you didn't really give it enough time to work. And it always gets a little worse before it gets better. I'm like, all right. So that's another $80.
Right.
Come back in like 6 weeks and here, do this and take a round of antibiotic to clear up the skin. Okay, well, the antibiotic worked. But then once she stopped the antibiotic, it came right back. So then we go in again and she's like, well, are you using the stuff like every day? She does. Sadie's really good about that stuff. Yeah, she is. Okay. Well, I'm going to give you another round of antibiotics.
Yeah,
and you're going to take it for 6 weeks and then you're going to come back in. So like she's been taking an antibiotic. Her skin's still shitty. It's like, how about whatever you're using isn't working?
Right.
Like, can we – now that we've spent hundreds of dollars
– right.
And now I'm like – so the reason I was saying that is because she supposedly had – we're recording on Tuesday. She had an appointment today after school. So yesterday when they called me to confirm, I was like, you know, let me move that back a few weeks. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm just going to go somewhere else.
Yeah. Try someplace else.
Cut my losses.
Yeah. Honestly, it's just the mask thing every day, I think. I think it's like, you know, obviously teens are prone to breaking out. But then you got to put the mask on all day. Like, it's like a pressure cooker under there, you know. It's you got to take that into consideration.
Yeah, that is true.
It's just sucks.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things why my kids hate school, too. They have to sit there with that mask on. Yeah. Wait.
California is getting rid of the mask mandate, although not L.A.
Not
L.A. California.
Really? What the fuck?
Yeah.
And Jersey's getting rid of in-school masks. Jersey, Delaware, like Colorado, Connecticut. Yeah. There's like four places that are getting rid of the masks in school.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if they have more outbreaks. I don't know anymore. I don't even have an opinion on it at this point. I mean, you know, Elby had it. It was no symptoms, as you know. And Sadie and Xander have never had it.
Mm-hmm.
and now they're boosted. Mm-hmm. But I'm hoping that that means if they do get it, they'll have like very few symptoms as well.
Right. Right. Yeah, I know. What happened to Heather? This is what I was going to ask you. What happened to Heather McDonald?
I don't know. I don't know any more than you do. She fell down on stage. She fainted.
That's it?
That's all I know.
Hmm.
Maybe some of her listeners can give us the juiciest scoop.
Yeah.
But, you know, speaking of stuff going wrong and having to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
You know what you need if you're going to go to the doctor?
Yes.
Good RX.
That's right.
Because I'm going to tell you why. Prescription prices are insane. Mm-hmm. Right, Kaylin?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I know all too well how much prescription prices can cost.
And you can just get like all of a sudden out of nowhere, you can go to get a prescription and your insurance doesn't cover it. Or even the copay is like, you know, they can be like, oh, that's $180. Right. And you're like, wait, what?
Right.
But GoodRx is a really great thing because you can run your stuff through GoodRx and you will get a huge discount. And mm-hmm. since prescription prices can vary between pharmacies by as much as $100, you check your GoodRx, compare the prices, and find discounts that can save you 80%.
Wow.
Yeah. So even if it's just your copay or if your insurance doesn't cover it, you got to use GoodRx to see if you can get a lower price. It's really easy to use. It's free. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it works whether you do or don't have insurance. It can beat your copay price. I personally always use GoodRx because we fill like a million prescriptions and I have saved so much money. Do not miss out. You can check GoodRx online or on their app and you can find prescription savings at over 70,000 pharmacies. You can CVS, Kroger, Walgreens, Rite Aid, the list goes on, honestly. So for simple, smart savings on your prescriptions, check GoodRx. Go to GoodRx.com/FCOL. That is GoodRx.com/FCOL. GoodRx.com/FCOL. GoodRx is not insurance but can be used instead of insurance. In 2021, GoodRx users saved an average of 79% on retail prescription prices.
Nice.
Also, kick off 2022 with a better checking account with no monthly fees. Chime, an award-winning app and debit card, has no overdraft fees, foreign transaction fees, monthly fees, or service fees. With over 60,000 fee-free in-network ATMs at many locations like most Walgreens, 7-Eleven, CVS, you could access your money when you need it, where you need it. This is a great thing too because every time I go to 7-Eleven, when you try to get money, they will charge you like $3.50 a transaction. Yes. It's gotten out of control. Mm-hmm. So with Chime, you can also send money to anyone, even if they're not on Chime, fee-free for you and no cash-out fees for them. So make your first good decision of the new year and join over 10 million people using Chime. Sign up takes only 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at chime.com/FCOL. That's chime.com/FCOL. Banking services provided by and debit card issued by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank NA, members FDIC. Get fee-free transactions at any MoneyPass ATM in a 7-Eleven location, at any Allpoint or Visa Plus Alliance ATM. Otherwise, out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply. Sometimes, pay anyone instant transfers can be delayed. The recipient must also use a valid debit card or be a Chime member to claim funds.
Boom.
Boom!
So, Sonny has been invited so he went snowboarding with his friends, his one family over the weekend.
And mm-hmm.
it's funny because the kid that he went with is on a snowboarding team because his parents are divorced and the dad goes like every time he has the boys, he takes them up to Big Bear and they go like, snowboarding. So anyway, he joined like a team and he's really good and he's asked Sonny to go with them a bunch of times. So finally Sonny went and then I was talking to him about it and I know Sonny and he was like, yeah, you know, it's really hard at first. It's like, you know, when you go skiing, it's a lot of work. There's like, you know, you got to put the boots on and you can't, it's awkward. It's a weird feeling. You can't move. But He liked it. He said the first day I was like, be honest, were you thinking like, what the fuck did I get myself into? He's like, yes. But he's like, then once I got used to it, he got the hang of it. And by the second day, he was much better and he could see. He's like, even if I did get the hang of it on the first day, I was thinking like, even if I did get it, like, what's the big deal? Like, it's not that much fun. He's like, but then the second day I did it more and more and I was like, oh, okay, this is fun, you know. So I said, would you go again? And he said, yeah. And in fact, they invited him to go, I guess during the spring they're going to like, I don't know, France or somewhere.
What?
Yeah.
I love the fact that you're like, it could be Palm Springs. You're like, I don't know, France.
Well, they said, first they said Switzerland, then they said France. And this family travels a lot. They go, like, they go to Europe a lot. They're European.
This is not pew, pew, pew.
No. Oh, no.
Didn't they live in Switzerland?
They moved. That's right. They moved. They moved to France.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you can see how I'd make that mistake.
Yeah, that's fine. I can't even believe you remember that.
Yeah. Oh, wrapping the gift in the Trader Joe's.
Well, that I know, but I totally forgot that family moved. You're right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. No, it's not pew pew. No. No, this is, he's been friends with this kid since second grade, but they travel. They're like this European family that goes, you know, like right. It's no big deal. And so.
Wait, so is the dad remarried?
No.
Mm-mm. But he does the traveling?
They used to, both of them.
Okay.
As a family. But I think the dad does it more. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like four boys in the family, too.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure the mom is tired, doesn't want to fucking do all that traveling.
Right,
you
right.
Know? But the dad, yeah, he's
You'd
a go-getter.
Think he wouldn't add a friend. Like,
I know.
He's already got four boys to take.
Well, two of the boys are older now, so now it's just more of Sonny's friend, and then he's got a younger brother. So so they invited Sonny, and he's like, so now Sonny's got to go get a passport. And I'm like, oh, here we go. You know, it's like this whole kashaw. I got to find out where to go and what to do and blah, blah, blah. But luckily, Suzanne, she got Gracie a passport recently. So she knows, just go to like Burbank, whatever office. But of course, she sends me the link and I click on it to start to fill out forms. And it's like, yeah, our server's down, so come back again later. I'm like, ugh. And it's coming up, like, it's kind of quick. It's coming up in April, they're going.
Oh, so you have to do, an express.
I'm going to have to probably do, yeah. I have to figure out
get
when they're
leaving.
Yeah.
As soon as I start thinking about just documents, I'm
Oh, my God, I know. It was hard enough getting Natalia's all her shit together to get to the DMV to get her driver's license.
Right.
But since I just did that, I remembered where I put everything, and Sonny's stuff is right there too, so it's not as hard. I have all their stuff, but still, it's just, how do people that are not organized, like, what do they do? Like, thank God I have a filing cabinet where I put all that stuff, which I'm sure everybody else does too. But yeah, I mean, it's just another whole thing that I gotta do, and I gotta take Natalia back to the DMV and have her go for her license again.
Oh yeah, when are you? Does she have an appointment for that yet?
No, you said we could make an appointment.
Yeah, or you could just go in, I guess, like you did last time.
I think we're just going to go in on Thursday this week.
This is so my life right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I have to do this. I have to work around all of their schedules.
That's the other thing, I know.
And my own schedule.
Right.
And then, you know, they go, oh, I need to, like I said, I moved Sadie's dermatology so that I don't have that, like, crushing down on me, like, this afternoon.
Yeah.
Because it's always freaking something.
I know. And plus, these two, they're at the orthodontist, like, every other day between
Same.
The two of them. Yeah. It's
Same.
Driving me nuts.
And my kid, first of all, Xander's teeth are, like, they're already straight. Like, take
I know.
I'm telling you, his teeth could not be any straighter. They've been the same way for a long time. And Sadie's are not getting – Sadie's are, like, gaps everywhere. It's so weird. Like, I'm like, mm-hmm. How come her teeth – I remember Xander's teeth got straight very quickly from braces, mm-hmm. and so did Elby's. And Sadie's, she's had her braces on for 2 years.
And it's still
– And they look the same.
Hmm.
I don't – you know what I mean? And you can't – you feel like you can't be like, hey, what's the deal with her teeth? How come they're not like, right. I don't know, they're going to be like, what, are you an orthodontist now? Right. And I'm going to go, no, but I have some feelings about it. I have eyes.
What's the deal with her teeth? I know. Like, I feel like Sonny's had his things on for so long. I'm like, when is he going to be done? His are straight. I know. He's done.
Take them off.
Yes.
I'll just freaking get a pliers and take them off.
I know.
Oh, yeah. My God. And then Xander, he's broken a couple of brackets. And now I live in fear because they're like, oh, next time if he breaks another bracket, you're going to have to pay a fine. Oh. I'm like, I didn't make the braces. He's right. Not doing anything. Like, right. Maybe he just has shitty brackets on his teeth.
Right.
You know, they try to blame the kids.
Yeah.
I'm like, listen, I'm already paying a lot of money.
Right.
Don't start like – he's not – do. It's not like he's eating jawbreakers
right.
for lunch.
Right.
Like, what the fuck?
I know.
Threatening me with like a fee
yes.
if he breaks
right.
another bracket. Well, then guess what? Then I just won't tell you.
Well,
I know. Then they're going to find out.
I know.
Every freaking day, I should show you my schedule. It probably, I'm sure they have an orthodontist appointment
right.
this
every
week.
Right. Every week, one or the other. Like, it's just a rotating door.
It used to be we would try to figure out the timing for feeding schedules, and
now
it's figuring out the timing. It's like one of them gets off schedule
yes.
and it fucks up your entire life.
No, you got to go back twice in 1 week.
Yep.
It sucks.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, yeah. And I have to send John, and then. Like the glasses thing I was telling you that Elby was like, I need glasses and I didn't want to go back to the place we went before.
Right.
This is how I found a new one. You wish you could just ask another mom.
Yeah.
But everybody's got a different story.
Uh-huh.
Right. So you
right.
go like, hey, where do you get your kids' glasses? Well, my kid is only farsighted, so they don't. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
And then somebody's like, we just go to Costco. I'm
right.
I can barely handle Costco as it is, let alone the optometry
right.
department.
No.
Immediately,
fuck
my
that.
Brain just goes, oh, I have a feeling you need an appointment for that.
Yes. Yes.
And then I just feel like it's going to be somebody from, like, you know, the wine department that
right.
just comes over and goes, I think I can use the eye machine. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm like, that
right.
just feels irresponsible.
Yes. Gosh,
I'm sure
girl.
It's fine, but
right.
like,
right.
you know, so then I'm like, go on Yelp.
Mm-hmm.
While I'm on Yelp, I'm like, let me look up the bad reviews from the place I went before. Sure enough, there's even more. There's
oh,
newer
really?
Ones that are like, this guy's a thief. Like,
interesting.
Oh, and the guy argues with everybody who leaves a bad review. He goes on there and insults them. And one person put up, oh my God, I should show you this. Kaylin, will you put up City Eyes in Van Nuys? I got to show you. This one woman posted text messages. The guy, the owner of the store, started sending her texts.
Really?
At night. And she was writing back like, dude, this is really unprofessional, to argue with her about her Yelp review.
Oh, my God.
He started texting her and like arguing with her about it.
Wow.
This place is crazy.
Wow.
Remember I told you about this visit, though, and Elby was getting so uncomfortable because I was like, I do think that's covered. And I told them I felt pressured. They tried to put a year's contact. So, yeah, look at this. Look at these texts. Can you make it big?
Oh, those are the text messages?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
If you did, you would have singled my family out as simply – basically, the guy was saying, like, you're the reason I don't take Medi-Cal anymore. You're the reason I'm not going to take Medi-Cal anymore. People like you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then this is the woman writing back to him, his
right.
text. It's really ridiculous that you feel the need. Yeah.
Sorry, I was looking for a better exchange between the two of them.
Yeah. Look at all these one-star reviews. Why didn't I look at this first
yeah.
before I went there?
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
Wow.
He's writing. He's yelling at people. Okay. So I'm like, so I start reading that to entertain myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see somebody who's like, this guy tries to overcharge and they claim your insurance doesn't cover it. And then they said, there's this other place called blah, 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 right down the street. It
uh-huh.
was like Vision Eyes of whatever. And I was like, oh, let me call them.
Right.
So I called them and I go, hey, we used to go to City Eyes, but they sucked. And I go, and I was reading their bad Yelp reviews, and somebody loved you guys, so we're going
right.
to try you out.
Right.
And it was really funny.
Oh, my God.
They're like, great.
Yeah.
But, of course, they had, like, no appointments. I'm like, 3 weeks.
Yeah, now they're out. Getting
I'm
all
like,
the
oh,
business.
Elby's got to work that day. Right. And they're like, well, we're not open this day. And I'm like, right. Okay, Elby, I got you an appointment, but it's not for a few weeks.
Just try not to use your eyes until then.
Exactly.
I know.
Everything that I want to do that day.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I got a window of 2 hours. Let's get your eyes checked.
I know.
You know, but it never just doesn't work that way.
Right. No, I know. You always got to make an appointment. I know. Sonny was like, let's just go get my passport now. Like, the night that I was taking him to go buy clothes for his – he's like, we'll just stop. He goes, there's a place, UPS, at the they do passports. I see it in the window every time I'm on my walk. Uh-huh. They said passport, so let's just go there. And I'm like, no, it's not – you can't just – what? Shut up. You can't just go to the passport. I'm sure I got to bring shit. I don't know what I'm supposed to bring. And he's like – we'll just – let's call them. You know, it's just, of course it doesn't work that way.
Yeah. John and I had to renew our passports, a couple years ago when we went to Canada.
Uh-huh.
It was a whole ordeal.
Yeah.
We had to gather a lot of documents. It took like 3 hours at the place. We had to – you know, it's worse than the DMV because you stand in a big line just to get the information and so they can check documents. Then they send you to another area where you sit in chairs and like wait for your name to be called.
Oh,
then you get like basically
Christ.
Interviewed, like you're on trial, you know.
Oh boy.
They make you do a polygraph test.
Great.
And that's just to go to Canada.
I know.
So I don't think you can just go to UPS and go, can I get a passport?
Yeah, I know.
Here's a copy of my utility bill.
Right.
Thank you.
Here's his report card. Here's to show that he lives in the neighborhood. Yeah, that's not – here's a Spectrum bill. Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
Birth certificate. I have all the stuff, but I should do it.
Suzanne told me what to do, so I'm just going to do it.
Is it passport office or is it like a post office?
It's a passport office, but she said download the PDF file, fill that out first, then call and make an appointment. She's like, you got to make an appointment. It's at Burbank, somewhere in Burbank.
Okay.
Some office in Burbank. So
I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I'll do it too.
Yeah.
Not like today.
No. No, because today's not your 2 hour window.
No. No. Well, I also have like 15 million podcasts.
Yeah, that's true.
Like I got to watch – I do like the fact that my job is like – I'm sorry, people. I'm not available. I have to watch The Bachelor.
Right.
Please. You're going to have to handle life yourself. Yes. I'm watching The Bachelor right now for work.
Right.
Yeah. Are you watching Married at First Sight?
No, I should though, huh?
It's a good
it's
season.
Good? Okay.
I'm enjoying it. Oh, and Joe Millionaire, I'm like an episode behind on that.
Oh, I should watch that too.
It's good.
Oh, okay.
It's good.
Yeah.
And also, how am I supposed to schedule in all my TV shows and podcasts?
Right, right. I need a podcast to listen to. I finished The Dropout, which they're coming March 3rd on Hulu. Amanda Seyfried or whatever her name is playing. Yeah.
I heard she does the voice really well.
Yeah, she.
But when she talks like this.
Yeah, yeah. So what you're going to look for. Yeah, her voice is just so.
We got the new machines in and I really wanted them to work for people.
Uh-huh. Totally.
What is that?
I don't know, but she's going to jail.
She is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's what the experts are. Yeah. I mean, I don't think hasn't been sentenced yet.
Oh.
But it's 3 to 10 years. Yeah. She's going to go to jail. So now I need another podcast to listen to. What do you got?
I'm trying to think what I listen to stuff and then I'm so bad. Our people are always suggesting things and then I listen to them and then I don't like halfway through I'm like, oh, I'm bored.
Yeah.
And then I take them off my thing.
Right.
I did start a podcast called Wild Boys.
Okay.
This is pretty good. Wild Boys. It's about these two brothers who were like living in the woods kind of off the grid.
Mm-hmm.
And they claim that their parents were like living underground and they never went to school. And and there's something is very, very off about their story, we're going to find out that that's not true.
Oh.
But these people – that you find that out early on, so it's not really a spoiler. But there's been like 3 episodes out so far.
Oh. Hey, yeah. When there's only a few episodes out.
Court Junkie's really good. Do you listen to it? Remember we had Jillian on?
Yeah, I should listen to that.
It's really good. I like that podcast. Mm-hmm. Then I started this one called Culpable.
Mm-hmm.
That's old. And it was good for like the first few episodes. And then I was like, man, they are dragging the story out.
Mm. Is it one story?
It's one story.
Oh, I like a one story thing.
Yeah, you could try it. See if you like it. Culpable. Here's okay. What it looks like.
Okay. All right.
So I have one little story for you before we wrap up. So Sadie's IEP meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So today's Tuesday. We're recording. And mm-hmm. you guys are listening to this on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So her meeting is Wednesday. It's tomorrow. But so your kids have – official IEPs,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
'Cause so Sadie used to have one,
mm-hmm.
right? So I made the – as you know, I made them go through all the testing and Ms. Kuntz
yes.
Was like, why are you – you shouldn't compare your kids. Like I have
yeah,
more
right.
than one kid and I don't compare them. You know, constantly hitting me with like, I'm sure she's doing fine in school, you know. Mm-hmm. So I call like a really good friend of mine who works as a speech pathologist was mm-hmm. like, get a copy of the report. I asked her if she thought I needed an advocate.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of you guys are screaming right now, yes, you need an advocate. But I don't know that she's going to end up – I really wanted it to see if they can spot any processing stuff or ADHD
right.
or some stuff that through their testing to save me – like $7,000 in private testing.
Right.
We thought we'd do this first. I wasn't really expecting them to give her like a full IEP services.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know I can get a 504
mm-hmm.
to get her accommodations.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I can do that is because she has the diagnosed anxiety and depression. So
right.
they have to make accommodations on a 504 for that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't necessarily have to give her services. Like she would have to need something.
Right.
Like
right.
speech or, you know, something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was already – but you still don't expect them to be fucking rude about it is the thing.
Well, of course.
So I call – so you, this is going to irritate you to no end for me, irritate everybody. And I don't even have – I haven't even had the meeting yet, so I'll have more to complain about afterward.
Mm-hmm.
But my friend is like if – in order for me to determine if you need an – let me see the report. They've – because they had done all her testing and scheduled the IEP meeting. She's like, can you get me a copy of the report? I was like, oh, let me ask him. I was mm-hmm. like, I'm 100% sure this woman's going to be a total cunt about it, though.
Right.
Like, there will be no surprise there. But
of course.
She'll say no.
Right.
And my friend's like, my friend Laura, she's like, well, they can't just say no. Like,
yeah.
there's a reason they shouldn't give it to you.
Right.
And I go, oh, they'll find a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Mark my words.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes, well, ask them. So I email the woman, Ms. Kuntz,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, hey, can I wanted to show the report. I want to show all the test results to my advocate
mm-hmm.
to see if I want to have her in the meeting with me. Can I get a copy of them?
Mm-hmm.
So she writes me back, I'll give you a copy of them 4 days before the meeting.
Ah.
Right. Why? Why? Why that?
Why
not just send it to me? You have it. They're all done or
right.
whatever. Okay. So I go, okay, thanks. So sorry, our friend Julie Kasem calling me. So I was like, okay. So yesterday would have been 2 days before the meeting. Still no day. She didn't send me the report. I said, should I follow up with you? And like when it's 4 days before, she goes, no. I'll get it to
uh-huh.
you 4 days before. So 2 days before was yesterday. I send her an email. I was like, hey, it's now 2 days before our meetings and I really need the report
yes.
so that I can show it to my
the
advocate.
Fuck.
So I get a phone call from the school
mm-hmm.
and it's Ms. Kuntz,
mm-hmm.
just bitchier tone than ever.
Oh, God.
With the school psychologist in the background. And she's like, hi, is this Miss Taylor? You know, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. And she says, yeah. You had asked me for a copy of the test results when I got your email. And she's like, but you never signed on the forms. You never requested a copy of the test results. So
what is happening? What the fuck?
And I was in the car when she – and I was
– what are they trying to hide?
Coming back from a frustrating trip to Bed Bath & Beyond. Yes. So I was in no mood for this Koontz.
Right.
So I'm like, yeah, I don't remember ever being offered like a place to request the results.
Right.
I came in. I signed some papers and gave information about my kid. Nowhere was I ever – and I was like, anyway, whatever. Are you not – are you saying you won't give it to me?
Mm-hmm.
She goes, no, we'll give it to you. I can get it for you. She goes, but not until like tonight. No, not until tomorrow. She goes, I'll get it for you tomorrow. I said, well, that's not going to give me much time to have somebody look it over.
Right.
She goes,
wow.
Well – I don't know what to tell you. She's like, but you know what? I will tell you that your daughter is not going to – she doesn't qualify for any – she's doing well in her classes. She starts that shit again. She goes – and she doesn't – she's not going to show – she's not going to be qualifying for an IEP. And I was like – she's so aggressive in her tone.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't – I'm like – in my mind, I'm like, is this the IEP meeting?
Right,
are you giving me the
– right,
like,
right.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
So I have no response. I just go, okay. And she goes, it's good news. I'm not kidding. I could not make this up.
Well, I guess
it's
it depends on
news.
How you look at it.
What the fuck? I go, okay. I was like – I don't really know what to say to that. I go, because I haven't seen any of her test results. And
yes.
She's like, well, she's doing well. So then the school psychologist who must know that this she's dealing – she must know how this woman comes across.
Right.
She's like, Ms. Taylor – she's got a very thick accent, which I'm not going to imitate. But she's like, I can tell you something – you know, I said something to the effect of – I go, but I do want to know – regardless, you know,
yes,
what the results were for the ADHD and the processing speeds.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the psychologist says, well, you know, basically tells me she didn't show any, she does not show ADHD and she doesn't show, she said, well, one of the tests she scored low for listening, auditory processing, mm-hmm. but her visual processing is really good. I'm like, okay, but let's back up for a second. So one of them was low. She's like, yeah, but then on another type of test, she tested high. She's like, so she won't get services for that.
Are we having the IEP meeting right now?
That's what I said.
Like,
I go, okay, so are you just telling me the results right now? She goes, oh, no, we still are having the meeting. But I'm just telling you that that's what you're going to find out in the meeting. And she's totally adversarial about it. So I go,
oh, my God.
Okay. I go, I still want to see the report. She goes, okay, well, we'll get it to you tomorrow.
This is insane.
So I did get the report, but it's like 27 pages long and it includes a lot of like reports from not their testing so much as like stuff that I told them when I met with them like old report cards that showed like good things that the teachers said.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like they cherry picked like stuff to show that she's doing well. And I'm like, whatever. It doesn't really even matter because I'm going to get accommodations
mm-hmm.
on the 504
mm-hmm.
plan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure a lot of people here can understand my frustration. So then – but the thing is, like, she takes sometimes 3 hours to do her homework, something that would take Xander 15 minutes.
Right.
So there's something going on.
Right.
I may have to just do some private testing to find out how to help her.
Jesus Christ.
You know, and I'm not going to fight with the school. There's no reason. There's just
– right.
They're so unhelpful.
Right.
I don't – and I know some people are going to be like, you got to get a lawyer and you got to sue them. But I don't care because I don't think that they're mm-hmm. going to give her good services anyway.
Right.
Even if it's free, I don't want it. They're not – they don't care.
Right.
They don't care. They think they're – all they want to do is tell me she's doing great.
Yeah, right. Is it because they don't have services to go like
– No, I think they do. I just think to get services through LAUSD, your kid has to be really showing major problems, major
right.
deficits.
Right.
They're not going to give services to a kid who's getting A's and B's
right.
in her classes. They just feel like
right.
she's not enough behind. It's the kind of thing that I have to deal with.
Right, right.
And it's fine. It's just their approach is
yes,
so god-awful.
Yes, yes, yes.
So then today on my way here, like the school nurse calls me and is like, hi, yes, so we have an IEP meeting for your daughter tomorrow. Can you tell me why she's having an IEP meeting? I need to put it in her – I was like, what?
What?
This has been going on for months. I said – No, I can't. I said, I already saw the report.
Right.
What do you mean, why?
Why? Yeah.
She's like, well, is it for academic? Is it for social emotional? And I was like, both. Is your daughter on any medications? I was like, listen, it's all in the report.
Right.
I've already seen the report. It's all in there. All her medications, therapists, all
yes.
the reports, it's all there. Take a look at
yes.
it. And she's like, well, what, you just can't tell me? You can't give me the summary now? I go, no, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I go, I'm on my way to work. I can't. It's all there. There's
right.
no reason to be asking me this.
Right. That's
what
insane.
I know. I was so mad.
I am mad for you. I am so irritated for you.
Also, it just felt weird,
worst.
Too, to be just asked over the phone.
Yeah, I know.
Like by some rando
right.
at the school. Like, yeah, what medications?
Yeah, no,
shut
fuck
up.
Off.
It's like, go.
Yes.
A confidential report was sent from her therapist to the school, and now
yes.
you're just like, hey, what's up? What's,
yeah,
what's
right,
your medication?
Right.
What's the dose?
Right.
Why do you need to know? She doesn't take it at school.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
I know. Fuck off.
So
wow.
I'm sure if I'm this mad now.
Oh, my God.
Tomorrow I'll be madder.
Yes. Awesome.
Yeah. Anyway.
Hey, let me tell you guys about Bonafide. Bonafide was created to give women an alternative to effectively relieve the symptoms that accompany hormonal fluctuations within their body, because every woman deserves relief without compromise. Yes.
Yeah, they do.
And listen, I have been taking this stuff. They have different formulas for different symptoms. They have one for the vaginal dryness. They have one for sexual stimulation, one for hot flashes, night sweats, and one for, the vaginal itching and discharge.
Yeah, you don't need to suffer with that stuff.
No.
Not when there's Bonafide.
Not when there's Bonafide. And I take the one for the hot flashes, and I'm telling you, I notice a difference. It's given me big relief, especially when I'm sleeping at night. So give Bonafide a try today. No hormones and no prescription is required. Real relief without compromise. To get 20% off your first purchase when you subscribe to any product, go to HelloBonafide.com and use the promo code FCLWELL. That's Hello, BONAFIDE.com. Code FCLWELL for 20% off at checkout. For best prices, go directly to the Hello Bonafide website. This is their best offer anywhere, so check it out and use the promo code FCLWELL. Boom.
So your kids with your IEPs.
Yes.
What is the end result of that? They still have it?
They
get services?
They both still are continuing services for it.
So what do they get? Do they get pulled out of class or do they just get accommodations?
They get accommodations. That's it. I mean, they get like extra time for quizzes and stuff like that. Some extra like, for instance, Sonny gets like more prompting, you know, like because he daydreams. They get like more time to turn in assignments. It's just typical kind of IEP stuff, I guess. That's about it, really.
Do you think that I could ask for – having been in quite a few of these meetings, as you have, do you think I could ask for less homework for Sadie? Because the math teacher gives so much homework. Every day she is in tears of like – even though she's not even unable to do it, it just takes her so long. It
yes.
eats up a big portion of her day every day, and he gives – 30 problems like every day,
right,
and each one takes her a long time.
Right.
Could I say like
I mean,
she can only – she's only going to do half the homework or
– Yeah. I mean they could. They could do basically – what should happen I think is they sit down with you, but then I think the next step is they sit down – you have an IEP meeting with all her teachers if she qualifies. Then you sit with their
so
teachers.
So she's not going to qualify. They already told me. So then they said that they'll do the 504 plan.
Mm-hmm.
They said she's not going to qualify academically, but because of her the social emotional and the depression mm-hmm. and anxiety, they will do a 504 and they'll do it right away and give her accommodations. But so I need to come up with what I want.
Right, you should. Yeah.
Yeah, what I want is like her to be exempt from some of the homework.
Yes. Well, that's an easy request. I don't see why not.
Will they do that?
Well, that's what these meetings with the teachers that I always have do. Like they'll go – like there's an advocate like that speaks up for Sunny or Natalia and then they'll say, Mrs. Math teacher, is it possible for you to give less homework or is it possible for you for blah, blah, blah? And then she'll say like, yeah, I could do – you know, and then they come up with a compromise kind of thing. You know,
remember my story about this math teacher, though, who was like trying to
yes.
ding Sadie and say she has missing assignments from before she even started at the school. I mean,
right.
he's a monster.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's I hope I don't have to deal with him. I wonder who is going to be at this meeting.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have a feeling it's just going to be Kuntz and the school psychologist.
Right.
But maybe there'll be more people.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
All right, I'm going to try to hold – I'm going to try to hold strong for less homework.
Please,
for her.
You should. You should.
It's advocate, so much.
And talk to her and ask her, like, what is – you know, what would help her out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
I'm sure you guys will have a little bit of advice for me, and you can give me advice on that. Just don't tell me I'm a bad parent or I'm going to cry. Hey, before we go, we just have a couple of our fabulous business shout outs. I just did a pretty smoking hot Patreon this week.
Yes, you did.
But how about something to help you relax? It's a new podcast called The Quiet Journeys of Professor Atwood. Mm. Okay, this could be good for kids too. It's a hybrid relaxation storytelling comedy science adventure podcast.
Ooh.
Yeah. Join scientist and explorer Jonathan Peter Atwood as he tells stories about his adventures all over the world and beyond. There's music, ambient sounds, sound effects, and narration to help you chill out. It's created by my friend Chris Mancini.
Mm.
This is his other podcast.
Nice.
Music and sound design by Ron Tansky. And a show drops the 1st and 15th of the month.
Nice.
Yeah. So The Quiet Journeys of Professor Atwood. Check it out. And also, we've got Sarah Dean.
Mm-hmm.
She hosts the Shameless Mom Academy. And she's got episodes every week. And it's going to help you feel better as a mom. She has lots of experts on and
yes.
fellow moms to help you on your journey.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's good.
And and Kelly from Wilma and Frida.
Oh,
if you
so
want
hungry.
To grab a bite in Palm Springs or yeah. Palm Desert, I'm gonna make you hungrier. They have churro waffles.
Oh, my own.
Umami jalapeno cilantro wings, right? 7 spice sugar encrusted salmon.
Oh, my God.
Get over there yeah. right now and eat some food.
Yeah.
Also, Julie Clayman is my friend. She's a therapist. She's out of Agora Hills. She's got 20 years experience plus. She works with teens, kids with anxiety, depression, school issues, trauma. One of you guys by now is working with her. So let us know. Give us some feedback.
Yeah. That's
yeah, because people keep asking me. For her website is JulieLMFT.com.
Nice.
Yeah, check her out.
All right. Thanks. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Kaylin.
Go Rams.